Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution and not part of the problem. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, let's get informed before we engage. Before we engage both. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, again, devastating. I don't want to say devastating news, but it is pretty close. And I've got to wait till, really should wait till Brad Dacus comes on. But the Supreme Court declined the flower shop case. I don't know if you remember that. Where it has to do with religious liberty. Now, it has the Supreme Court declined to hear that case of, what is it, Baronelle Schutzman. They are the owner of Arlene's Flowers. And they let a lower court ruling stand. It had ordered the 76-year-old grandmother to participate in the same-sex wedding ceremony. Now, by not taking it up, I don't know how true this is, because there's other ways to do this. The Supreme Court effects of the gay rights trump the rights of Christian business owners. So the Human Rights Campaign is a radical anti-Christian hate group. They hate religion, period. They celebrated the decisions by denying taking up this case. The Supreme Court has once again said the critical non-discrimination laws protecting LGBTQ people are legal and enforceable. Now, so can you discriminate on a group that you believe is discriminating? Right? Remember, these are the same people, these are the groups that wanted, you know, Catholic Charities to be thrown out because they wouldn't allow the LGBTQ community to adopt children. So then they were going to discriminate against the Catholic Charities and not let them get involved. See, you can do this all day long. Is that a strong and definite precedent? I don't think so. Not yet. Now we need these protections for the LGBTQ community and all the people across the country in every walk of life except Christians. Really? So what if I went into, you know, a baker? I wouldn't do this. Go to a bakery and have them print a cake or do a cake or do whatever that said marriage is only between the man and the woman. Right? Or, you know, just grab different scripture out of the Bible. I want you to make a cake every week. I'm going to make a cake and have the cake say homosexuality is an abomination to God. Why don't you just do all that? So we'll just, all the ones that poke them right in the eye, we can do that. They're going to have to do it. Will that be discrimination? Or will I be brought up on hate speech? Which is it? And the gay rights activists think this is a win. It's not a win. You're driving a bigger wedge. But I guess that's what you want to do. especially when there's 20 other different flower shops. You think you're going to force these people to agree with you, and you're not. You're really not. And if you think they're going to celebrate, I mean, if you, what a sick person you are to celebrate the fact that you're forcing another person to do something that they're not celebrating what's supposed to be the most happy day in your life. You're okay with that, though. That's not draconian at all. It's not nasty at all, is it? Right? But this government is out of control. This administration is out of control. As a devout Christian, Mrs. Stutzman believes that marriage is between one man and one woman. She said she won't use her God-given talents to create floral arrangements that celebrate the view of marriage as contrary to hers. Look, guys, I keep telling you how to fix this, but you won't listen to me. First of all, they can't regulate your pricing. Right? So lay out prices that are commensurate with your heartbreak over having to do this. That's number one. Number two is they can't regulate what level of service you give them. And third, and the biggest one, just let them know that if you're forced to do anything against your religious belief, every nickel you make will immediately go to a Christian organization that promotes marriage between man and a woman and that kind of thing. And pro-life. Let them know that's where it's going. So now you put them in a position where if they're giving you money, they're actually promoting and paying for groups that don't believe in what they're doing. You know, there are many ways to there are many ways to skin a cat. Figure it out. Stop being stubborn and stupid. I had the same argument with Students for Life 10 years ago. And you guys have been listening for a while. You know this is true. I always said to them, do not go into a court. Do not go into a situation in today's world and the way things are going today and get in front of that judge and say, thus saith the Lord, you can't have an abortion. He's going to laugh at you and throw you out of court, even if he's a Christian, because they've gotten so far away what our founding fathers wanted. Right? Come on, give it some thought. So, instead, come at it from a science standpoint. When is there a heartbeat? when is the baby a baby? Now, when they started going down that road, they started pushing that mantra. I don't know if some of you caught this. Then they finally, Planned Parenthood finally had to fess up. Yeah, it's a baby. We know it. We don't care. Come on, think about that. They don't. They don't care. It's still a woman's right to choose. You're in labor and she wants to abort it. Still a woman's right to choose. Coming down the canal, she wants to abort it. Still a woman's right to choose. It's out of the canal, still has an umbilical cord attached. Still a woman's right to choose. The minute that baby has a heartbeat, the minute that baby has a way to live, a right to live, and you take its life, what do they call that in this state? What do they call that in this country? Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Come on, can you guess who joins me? Sonya Smith joins me right after a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
That's 800-808-5181.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I've worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back. It was the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Most of you are, who listen to this show, are part of the solution. Because I know you take, and again, like I always say, don't necessarily take what we say as gospel truth, but we do work hard to make sure you get the right information so you don't go out there and sound like a fool like some of these people do most of the time. But let me bring on somebody who never sounds like a fool, always helps me get my perspective on things. Sonia Schmidt is with me, and I love when she's on with me every week. Helps us kick off the weekend. It's going to be a hot weekend when we're at, isn't it?
Hot as in weather or hot as in the...
Oh, you're going to be hot in a minute when I...
You always do. And last week, I had a blood pressure reading that was off the heezy, and that in the vernacular means...
and the doctor said, what gets you like this? And you said something about Joe Messina.
Friday night.
He wrote your prescription. He said, no more.
Friday night.
That's it.
Exactly.
You're done.
So I'm going against doctor's orders right now, just talking to you.
Wow.
So I'll do the best I can.
I'm privileged. That's what they say. I'm agreeing with that.
I identify tonight as a white male. Okay?
A white male?
Yes.
You trying to get killed?
No, I just want to celebrate the 4th of July.
Oh. Uh-oh. You want to go there. All right, so I'll give you the backstory here. Mm-hmm. I sent Sonia a clip. Because this year, it seemed like we were inundated, or I was inundated, because I go looking for stories, and I go looking at backup stories. And it seemed like every YouTube I ran across was why black people should not be celebrating the 4th of July. And I'm sorry. I'm the ignorant white boy. I didn't get it. I don't really understand it. I figured it was the first step in the freedom for everybody. But, you know, again, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. So when I called Sonia, she said, oh, yeah, that's been going on for years. Like, you know, I missed the whole wave here. So, wait, see, there's her face.
Oh,
anyway,
news.
So I said, well, let me play this because, or here, take a listen to this because I don't really understand this. And it's out of ignorance, not out of hate. So let's take a listen to just a minute or two or three of what this young man has to say.
We'll celebrate the 4th of July. You buy firecrackers, real hot dog, burgers, ribs, get some potato salad going, got some greens on the stove,
etc.
All to celebrate the glorious day in American history called Independence Day.
Nice!
What is Independence Day? Independence Day is the celebration of independence that the American colonies received after the American Revolution from Great Britain. Now, what race were the American colonies? What race were the people that lived in the American colonies? I'll wait.
How you doing? You okay? I want to keep
blood
an eye
pressure.
On you so you don't hit the
blood
floor.
Blood pressure is going up.
Breathe. Remember your Lamaze classes of old?
I know.
Breathe. Yeah. So, well, when I heard this, I said to you, you want me to keep playing it? Is there more you want to...
Well, let me just comment. Well, first of all, I'm going to just give the brother some grace because we all have said some stuff when we were young that we look back as we age and go, golly, I wish I hadn't have said that, or I wish I knew more or felt differently. And I'm hoping that this might be the case in this guy. But I know he believes what he's heard, and all he's heard is America bad. Orange man bad, just like orange man bad, is America bad. So the first thing that stands out that makes me laugh is the fact that he said crackers, and, you know, it's firecrackers. And so, you know, black people can get away with saying crackers all day long. However, other people can't say the N-word, but they can say the N-word. I am so confused about the do's and the don'ts of the American language. So whenever I hear something, it just jumps out at me. And another thing that he says, what were the race of the colonies?
Yeah, he says, why would we celebrate? What was the race of the colonies, and what were they celebrating? Right,
colonies.
And so, basically, what he wants you to say is that they were all white folks.
But that's exactly what they say about the Constitution. It was created by a bunch of old white men, which I am today. Oh, I am going to be an old white man today, too, so I can celebrate.
You like the old part, okay.
Uh-huh, because I can celebrate the world. But they've been taught to diminish things, to just boil things down to old white, doesn't relate to me, wrong, hate. It's kind of sad. Not kind of, it's very sad that this is all this kid knows and that he can't understand that he could not be where else in the world could he jump to and be a quote-unquote, you know, social media influencer,
yeah, and whatever that means.
And who are you influencing? All he's doing is influencing for bad and wrong and hate, but hopefully he will see that in his older years, that he's not doing anybody, including himself, any favors. He may think he is, but he's just not. And where is his mama that she can't tell him to do the right thing? This is ridiculous.
Well, yes, it is kind of weird, again, to the only part of this that they can dig into is what they believe from the past. And he'll say that later on in the video. He says they want us to move on from the past. I'm going, well, wait a minute. You know, when you make comment that things haven't changed in 50 years, I mean, it's a 4-minute video. I'm thinking, do we still have coolers for colored? Do we have separate doors for colored? Do the churches still have some churches, which was a true statement, and theaters? Do they have a line down the middle, you know, colored on the right, white on the left? I mean, again, all those things were wrong, but to say nothing has changed demeans the struggle. And I know I'm going to get hate mail for this. Of the tens of thousands of white folk also that died to fight for the freedom of the black.
Okay.
Is that a bad thing to say?
No, it's an accurate thing to say, but you know that you're not supposed to speak accurately anymore. Truth is forbidden in this country anymore, thanks to the left. This is like, listening to him is like being in a really bad marriage and you decide to go to marriage counseling and all the other person can talk about is what they did in the past. It's like, let it go. Our country has gone so far ahead at this point, and everything that this guy benefits from has been created by a myriad of black and white people, because we've really kind of worked it out. But yet, all he can look at is slavery, which he knows nothing of. His parents don't know.
Nope.
He's young enough that his great-grandparents don't know nothing of. But yet, he's going to hang his hat on that and make us all pay for that. And listen, he's talking about all this wonderful food that's going to be cooked. He ain't getting none. That's fine with me.
Yeah, it's, you know, excuse me. Thank you. In a recent a video I saw, many, many young black people did not know what the Civil War was fought for. Thought it was the Independence War. It was just crazy. We'll talk more about that.
And it's, okay, good.
Joe Mussini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am. If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescuers continue to look through the pile of rubble in Surfside, Florida, at the site of last week's collapse of a high-rise condo. 22 people are now confirmed dead. 22 are still missing. That number has been revised after duplicate names were removed and a few of the missing turned up safe.
Our detectives are continually editing this list as we verify every single report that we have received regarding a potentially missing person. And as a result, these numbers will continue to change.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. The search efforts could be hampered by Elsa, the Category 1 hurricane. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We don't know exactly the track that it's going to take. It is possible that we could see tropical force winds as early as Sunday night in southern Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. You're listening to Real Time at VCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is you get informed. And you don't get you don't get informed by listening to CNN or MSNBC or ABCDEFG. You won't get informed by listening to that because they go with what the flow is for political correctness at the time. Whatever makes them better. Whatever makes them feel better about themselves. Let me bring Sonia Schmidt on with me. I'm being educated, Sonia, in this hour. You're enlightening me and educating me at the same time.
Well, here's something that you just said. They do things that make them feel better, but what your audience needs to know is what makes them feel better is what makes everybody else in this country feel worse. And it's never a solution to their own problems. Otherwise, it wouldn't keep growing. At some point, the left would go, okay, we've kind of reached where we want to go, as with people like this young black man. How far does this have to go? How long do you have to stay in anger and make everybody else angry? They're like having, it's like being ruled by your spoiled, angry, mentally disturbed child. It's like letting them rule the house.
I agree with you, and you know, you brought up something during the break. It's like, when does it stop? And when I say that, what is the remedy, if you would? You know, you made a comment earlier, and a lot of my friends have made the same comment, which is a lot of these kids don't know slavery. Their parents didn't know slavery, and their grandparents didn't know slavery. So, what exactly is holding them back now?
The Democrat Party.
I knew you were going to say that. That was easy.
Yeah, no, and their own willingness to be angry. Anger and fear, as we just saw during the whole COVID thing, very powerful weapons, and the left ain't ashamed to use it.
No.
So, and black people, you know, I'm so torn because I am black, and I am also ruled,
wait,
and I'm
black?
A female.
I don't let black people on the show. Didn't you know that?
I'm so ruled by my... I'm just going to ignore that. I'm so ruled by my emotions because I'm a woman. Can I even say that? But I'm black and I'm female, so emotions are like at the top shelf. And so the Democrats play that hand very well, and they get us all sucked in. And a guy this age, even people my age, listen, this is not new that we are not supposed to celebrate the 4th of July. People even my age were confronted with this as Christmas because of Christ was really black and it wasn't the day he was really born, and this is a white man's holiday. And it's like, when can we be happy? When can we stop blaming others for our unhappiness? And I don't doubt it that people are getting as annoyed with it as I am. And I'm trying to hang in there and play the game and be in the club, but even I'm tired.
But Sonia, are people in the black community, even when I was growing up as a kid and you would hear Italians complaining about stuff, some of the other Italians in the room, the old timers, would flip around and they would say stuff like, you know, really? You think you've got it bad? Let me tell you what I came from the old country. This is a great place to be. Yeah, we don't have the best yet, but we're working on it. And again, it's to your point during the break, what's the satisfaction point?
I don't believe there is one, because you have a political party who may be in power forever, who's been very good at the long walk through the institutions, and they've been teaching all of this hatred and dissatisfaction for a long time because it garners them votes. It's what they do. And I was encouraged when Trump became president that people in the black community, there were younger people and black males in particular who were looking at Trump and seeing a different vision. But now you can't hear any of that anymore because he's not our president, and the Democrats have taken over, and they do what they do best, which is separate, you know, they divide and cause hatred and remove God from our society, our culture. So we're left with what that yields, and that is a really messed up place. And this poor kid is given voice to that and doesn't even know what damage he's doing. He's playing in the hands of the devil and don't even know it.
It's funny you should say that, because that's exactly, when he was talking, it's exactly what I was thinking, was he is spewing back, he is just saying the same thing that you hear on all the major networks.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have, I'm sorry, but he truly doesn't have an honest thought of his own. And again, during the break, I said to you, the other sad thing, because, you know, I'm always beating on education. And
right.
To think that our kids, that a majority of the black community, Mark Dice has done this, Jay Leno did this in the old days, do not know about the Civil War, don't know why it was fought, don't know that there were, did you know that there was white folk that actually were fighting in the Civil War to make sure blacks were freed? Apparently that didn't happen. I'm making that up
as I go.
Well,
in their defense, only because I'm going to defend myself, and I'm sure your audience has peeped this already about me, I ain't the brightest bulb on the tree either.
Oh, you went to school with me, apparently.
I went to public school.
Ooh.
So a lot of that escaped me, too. And if I had to take a test, there are times when conservatives are interviewing left college students and they don't know anything, and I have to be right there going, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You guys did a wonderful week in your biblical citizenship class probably about 3 weeks ago, and if your audience hasn't seen it, they should find it, they should watch it, but it talks about all the black people who were involved in saving our country. And I had never heard those stories.
Really?
Ever. Never.
Wow.
Never. So I don't blame them for not knowing. I do have a problem with not hearing and then opening your mind, because isn't that what the left is always like, accuse Christians and conservatives about not having an open mind about things?
And we're ignorant.
We're ignorant.
Stupid. Ignorant.
Yes. And I will admit I am ignorant about certain things, and when I hear them, they affect me. So when the elders in your community said to the younger people, you have no idea what hardship is, I think it was probably easier for them to hear it because they didn't have the school, they didn't have the schools, they didn't have the media.
Right.
Cartoons, the news. I mean, everything is bombarding these people. And on a good day, I'm very sympathetic. You know, I'm like, wow, this is tough because they're just like, they're in stupid land. But well,
the best line I heard, I think I've told you this a million times, when Alveda King, I was in the room with her and there were 300 black kids in there, and they were talking about the woes and the racism that they were going through. And I'm telling you, as a joke, that she did the whole head thing. She got up, Alveda did. She said, "Oh, honey, you don't know what racism is. Let me tell you what racism is." And I was like, "All right, here it goes. Release the Kraken. Yep. She's gonna go."
Uh-huh.
And
but they don't hear it.
No. They don't hear it.
They don't hear it.
Nope.
Because, well, not only do they not hear her message, but they're not hearing what she's saying. It's not resonating. I watched, and I'm sure he didn't, this actor, who's Paul Giamatti, wonderful actor, but very leftist. And he starred as Samuel Adams in a story about the Constitution. I cried through the entire first episode because of what this man went through. And all I could think of is a person having to go through this to do just the right thing. We don't even sympathize. And here's another thing I think the left has done very successfully, is that we're not empathetic anymore. So we can hear all day long what other people have gone through, but it doesn't resonate because maybe we play video games where everything is just like we shoot up people and don't care. We watch television shows. We don't care about the human spirit, about what people go through.
Nope.
And yeah, Sam Adams.
Oh, I agree with you.
Old white man. And I'm supposed to not feel what that's like to put your whole life and treasure and family and everything on the line because he's old and white? And today I am benefiting from everything those old white men did.
You know, Sonia, couldn't you look at the 4th of July and say, okay, maybe it wasn't the sweeping freedom we were looking for, but it was that starting point because the king would not let us abolish slavery. We'll talk about that inside the break. I learned that in the class. Show me see your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You could never make a Marx Brothers movie today. Nor probably even an Animal House movie today, you know?
Double
King, your host, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. We're going to talk more in the next hour about the 4th of July Independence. You know, what's really funny is that it's kind of a minor irritant, but an irritant nonetheless, when people say to me, Happy 4th. Well, they don't say that to me every month, and there's a 4th in every month. Can we just please call it what it is? It's Independence Day. Many died for that day. Let's not belittle it. You know, I always say this as a joke, but in February, don't wish your honey a happy Valentine's Day. Just wish her a happy holiday or something, or happy 14th. See how well that goes over.
Right.
Anyway, let's get to, I want you, you guys all know Mark Dice, and he does not, because I've done this myself, he does not go to find the dumbest people on the beach. He just grabs the people as they come by. If this doesn't scare you, if this isn't proof positive of the failure of our education system, I don't know what is. Take a listen.
When John Wilkes Booth and Karl Marx signed the Declaration of Independence to start this country, what year was that?
1492.
Well, that is a date in history, but it's not the when there was a certain document that was signed that started this country. What was that?
I don't remember when the Declaration of Independence was signed. It was probably 1600 somewhere.
When Lee Harvey Oswald and Karl Marx signed the Declaration of Independence to start this great country, what year was that?
I'm assuming the 1800s.
You're just assuming.
Okay. Yeah, anything I don't else? Know. I'm not a history person.
Obviously.
I don't remember, honestly.
No.
No.
Could you guess?
Can I guess? Maybe 1815? Does that sound right? Maybe?
No.
14 something?
That's wrong. It is wrong.
Yeah. So, are you going to tell me?
Other than Karl Marx and John Wilkes Booth, who are some of the other founding fathers that are credited with starting this great country?
Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln, right?
No, no, no. He was way, way after.
Okay. Well, Benjamin Franklin.
Okay. You got one. When Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
I don't know.
Did you go to history class?
Yeah, and I aced it, but I don't remember most
stuff.
Remember. It's like,
obviously aced it.
Because like in school, like you memorize it, but you don't really like memorize
none
it.
None of that stuff's really important.
No.
No. When John Wilkes Booth and Karl Marx...
Are you sick enough, or what? I mean, this is like... You're shooting fish in a barrel. This is easy stuff, but it shows you these kids graduated from school.
Yeah. It's sad. I mean, it shows how stupid they are, but it also shows how ungrateful that we have created our society to be. Because, I mean, I'm sure that guy, like I said, I went to public school. I don't know a lot of the answers, but that doesn't stop me from being grateful for the country that whoever, and again, I have to go back to your biblical citizenship class. There are people involved, businessmen involved, regular guys involved in creating a great declaration or constitution that I never heard of, but I'm darn sure grateful that God put them there to do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's funny, but it's also scary to hear how ignorant these kids are, but I'm more afraid of them not being grateful and understanding all the good that has come from this country. Out of no place else in the world has done as good for the rest of the world as the United States.
Well, two things. You know, if you've got a lot of the black, and again, I can only tell you from my point of view when you know, we were taught about the Italians in World War II and Christopher Columbus and all that. You know, you would think that adults in the black community would be teaching their kids what the Civil War was all about. Yeah, how bad it was in the beginning. I got that. And we should be teaching that and talking about it. But we've moved so far along. And by the way, we wouldn't be a country today. You ready for this one? If it wasn't for an African-American spy by the name of James Armistead.
Great story.
Yeah. You see pictures of him. Nobody knows who he is, but you see pictures of him next to Washington in the boat with all over the place. And people don't realize the part. Now, I will tell you that another African-American female friend of mine, she doesn't prefer black, she prefers African-American. She told me when I was telling her this story and a few others, she said, well, it's only because it's the only work that they could get. It was the only thing they could do to actually make money.
See how they have an answer.
Why do you have to belittle everything?
Because it keeps you angry. It keeps you voting Democrat. It keeps you from not thinking, shall I go on? There's reasons for it, and we have fallen into it. And that's not just black kids. Look, the majority of Antifa burning down stuff in the name of supporting black people are white kids, young white kids.
Yep.
We're just, you know, and I was like, why would it be a benefit for the left to dumb down the citizenry? And it's, now I get it. Because if you're stupid, if you don't stand for something, if you don't have any education, you're going to fall for anything. I've always had a natural love for America, and I was always grateful for America. And I just thought it was a beautiful story. It's kind of like, you know, it's like the Bible. It's a, this is a great story, if nothing else, folks. This is a great, promising, hopeful.
You didn't know that. I didn't know.
I can't fact prove it, personally.
Right.
But
no, but you can. But here's the deal. It's even, every group has a pride in their ancestry. I don't care who you are. All right? And you look at, you know, for me, my Italian heritage, they were very proud of what they did in coming to this country and building businesses and families in the whole nine yards. And they talked about some of the heroes of World War II. And my uncle was very proud of the fact that many, many, many Italians voluntarily joined the services in World War II. They actually were the largest number of volunteers in the World War II than any other group. And that was because their ancestral homeland had been invaded by fascism. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't want anybody to be, they didn't want anybody to have to deal with that ever.
But they're passing down stories of heroes.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's not what the black communities get.
Why? You have such a rich, beautiful heritage.
I know. And trust me, with my grandson, he has the
He got grandma to tell it her, I'm sure.
Well, and my daughter's doing the same thing. He's got the medal that his grandfather earned from being a Tuskegee Airman.
Oh, cool.
And we report that in his class, and he's got the picture of my father who was in the Army, and I've done speeches on my father, and so we try to keep the heroism alive, the heroic aspect of it alive. But can you imagine if all you've been told is that your legacy and your heritage, you was just a slave, and people came down on you. I was in the third grade. I'll never forget. I have two personal stories on this. One is that I was in the third grade, and I asked my teacher, didn't the slaves ever revolt? And she said, no, they were too stupid. Now, I could have owned that and gone, wow, I come from a legacy of stupidity. And I'm like, now, all the black people I know, they wouldn't have tolerated.
No.
I know good and well from the black people I know that there was some revolting going on. They may not have won, but I know. So my mental note was that, wow, school teachers are stupid. You know?
Oh, yeah. She was a Democrat, and she would have had to admit to the fact that the Democrats pushed the Jim Crow laws, which kept you from educating black folks.
This would be too much for her personally. I didn't know.
Her brain would explode.
Her brain would explode. But I knew right then, don't believe everything that you hear. Watch your eyes. Don't believe. And that's the problem that I always had with the Democrat Party, is that they try to import. Don't, you know, see what you're seeing with your lying eyes. So that was my first taste of it in the third grade. So I probably knew then I was not a leftist. And then the other thing is my sister, the leftist, who I talk about all the time. But my sister, the leftist, she would always have, they would always have a 4th of July party at their friend's house, also leftist. And it was just swimming. It was food, and the food wasn't good. I just have to tell you, but it was just, you know, swimming and eating, and it wasn't until I moved out here in Santa Clarita, and we had conservative neighbors. They were wonderful people. Wonderful people. They took us under their wings, and we just became really good friends. And we went to a 4th of July. We went to every 4th of July party in their backyard. And they had printed out sheets of songs, American songs, God Bless America, you know, just everything. And we, you know, we just off, they had a little boom box, and we all sang. And I was like, this is exactly how 4th of July should be celebrated. We never celebrated the 4th at my sister's, the leftist. Never talked about it. No flag was involved. Nothing.
Well, lady, where do people find you?
Don't know. Right here in my living room.
At the pizza joint down in Fortinet.
I wish. SonjaSchmidt.org. Please contact me and say hello.
Yeah, let her know you care. SonjaSchmidt.org. They do. I get a lot of, you know, again, you already know this. I get a lot of positive stuff. They want to know if you're going to be on kind of thing. So, hey, have a great, well, Independence Day. If you can't find any of your buddies to, you know, be half Sicilian, I'm happy.
Well, it'd be Dependence Day if you're a modern black person who won't celebrate it. Be dependent on the Democrat Party and see how far that gets you.
We'll be back in a minute, folks. I'm going to do a whole hour on the 4th. We'll be back.